Taiwan is a place of giant billboards and blinking neon signs. It can be overwhelming to the foreigner who doesn't read Chinese. In America, there are zoning laws that prohibit this type of advertising. Upscale neighborhoods are exclusive and have regulations that restrict billboards in an attempt to preserve property values. It has gotten so bad that you can't even put up a garage sale sign without someone getting upset. I remember one of my first meals in Taiwan. What an experience! Someone ordered for all 12 of us without even knowing what we wanted. All of the food came and the waiters put it on a table that spun around like a merry-go-round in front of us. I got dizzy just watching the food go round and round. I was never quite sure what was mine and what wasn't. In the end, it looked like everything was everyone's. I had never tasted such great food on a spinning table in all my life.
I was having dinner with a Taiwanese friend, and we began to talk about ping pong. In America, I excelled at ping pong. Very rarely did I lose a game. I told him my nickname was the Slammer. I bragged and bragged about my table tennis expertise, and he listened attentively. Afterwards, in the first game we played, I lost 11-5, and in the second game, the score was 11-3, and I was the one with three. You might say, he taught me a lesson. One day, I went to see the Tainan Lions play a baseball game. I was shocked at how different the Taiwanese crowd was from a typical American crowd. In America, whenever there is a foul ball that goes into the stands, it is like a $100 bill dropped from the sky, and everyone goes wild trying to get it. In Tainan, a foul ball was avoided like the rain. I pulled up to a traffic light and saw one of my favorite things in Taiwan. There was a grandma riding an 85 Vespa without a helmet. I smiled and said, "Ni hao." She gave me a big grin and said, "Welcome to Taiwan." The light turned green and off she went, giving me a warm Taiwanese wave. I tried to keep up with her, but it was clear that she was out of my league. Over time, what I once thought was strange has become perfectly normal. What do I mean? When I first came to Taiwan, I freaked out when I saw people using umbrellas when there wasn't a cloud in the sky. The second thing I remember was that lots of people wore surgical masks, and some of the masks even had a Hello Kitty design on the front. 4 years later, I am wearing a bathing ape mask, and I suppose the umbrella is soon to follow. Different countries allow you to ask different questions. The following questions are okay in Taiwan, but are considered offensive in America. How old are you? How much do you weigh? How much money do you make? You can always tell when you've asked the wrong question because it is followed by an awkward silence. I have found that if you become a good listener, people will end up telling you everything. You don't even have to ask them. That's because people love to talk about themselves. I am impressed by the perseverance of the Taiwanese. They are a people who never give up and work long hours to make a living. I am impressed with the people who push handmade carts collecting items to be recycled. Oftentimes, they are elderly people pushing heavy loads in all kinds of weather. I always give them my empty cans. My opinion is they should be applauded and not despised. Driving in the USA is much more boring than driving in Taiwan. In America, driving is very organized and everyone follows the rules at all times. If you get too close to someone, they get real mad and honk at you and sometimes make obscene gestures. Whenever I go back to my homeland, I always get traffic tickets because I drive like a Taiwanese. I guess you could say Taiwan is in my blood.